For Tuesday, May 21st, approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from April?
So moved.
Lori, that's, she's approved your motion? Is that?
I'll second it.
You've got a mover, you need a second.
I'll second.
I said, yeah. Yeah, I know. Because I said, like, can I get a motion? And you were like, salute.
Oh, move to approve.
And I'm like, salute, isn't that what you do?
This is Kim saying, are you coming? Yes, I am, Kim.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay. No interested citizens. And then we have a recognition of our student liaison. Sydney is leaving us. But Lori picked up, ooh, that'll be great at your rental, your cabin.
That's kind of funny about that one. I painted it in Sun River and then.
Were you at my cabin?
I was not.
That is awesome. I love the colors of the sky.
I do too. I like that whole thing. I know exactly where it's going.
Nice.
That's why I had to call Sydney and say, help me get it.
Thank you.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, so Sydney.
Yes.
We have a little card.
Why are you leaving?
I'm going to go.
She graduates.
Yeah.
God, I don't like that.
I know.
I'll be going to school in Bend. So.
You are at OSU?
Yes.
No way. Uh-huh.
Very excited.
Okay. You need to sign it since you're
late. Are you going to keep all of your contact information and stuff? Because we'll be
I will.
We're going to be doing part-time.
She's very interested in knowing the progression of the story pool. Yeah. So Debbie said she will keep her on the email chain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're going to be back in Kaiser, so you can always drive by and see it.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe I'll sit in on some of the meetings if I'm back for breaks.
Yeah, you can always come as an interested citizen.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never
oh, here's
anybody.
Felicia. You got to move your duffel bag there. Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
We're just at the part of the meeting where we're recognizing Sydney and the awesome work she's done for us here.
Did you have to wait for the 11th hour people? Yes, I know you did.
And so we have a nice card for you, and we have a Target gift
for you.
And Felicia's going to sign that.
Do you know where you're
going to
be living?
Yeah, I'll be living on campus at
Are they
OSU.
New?
They're beautiful.
Nice. OSU has dorms in Bend?
Yeah.
The campus is spectacular.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep.
Anybody would go to OSU in Bend.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
It is. That's so great.
Yeah.
What are you going to major in?
Kinesiology. Thank you.
Really?
I think this is your pen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
And then I'm going to minor in Spanish. So that's
cool.
The plan.
Well, excellent.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. You did a fabulous job, and we're excited for Annie to take over, hopefully, next year. So we have our gallery display schedule, and currently SCEF is up there until the end of the month. We do not have any artists for June or July.
Okay.
And then typically, what's typically in August? Is it the quilts or the colored pencils or the fiber art? Or do you remember, Lori, what's typically August, September? Is it the...
I believe
quilts are usually
quilts are November, December?
Well, we do it October, November, and then December, January.
I believe it was the colored pencils last time I was...
I think it is colored pencils. Yeah. Are they doing it here?
I have not contacted them yet.
So for August, September?
Well, that's going to be an interesting call.
Are we talking for August, September?
I'm interested to hear.
Colored
pencils are
October,
November.
Oh, hey, October. Do you know what else? I'm going to get in touch with the Marion County Woodcrafters. Yeah. I wonder how much hanging they have.
Yeah.
But they could put stuff in the glass shelves, too.
Yeah.
But they do exceptional stuff. And the 50-plus, there's a lot of folks like, anybody used to have Dr. Fromhurst as their dentist?
Mm-mm.
He is the president. I'm looking at him and talking to him, and I'm thinking, Don, God, you look so familiar, Don. He was my dentist for a
Oh, how
years.
Funny.
And he says, Lori, do you remember when you came, when you used to come and visit me?
Every 6 months for an hour?
He says, I'm your dentist. And I
with
said,
my
oh
hand
my
in your
God.
Mouth?
God.
How funny.
I am not kidding.
Your dentist.
Well, because I've had Mark Iwahiro.
Iwahiro.
On River Road. He's just a fabulous dentist. And I've had him for, you know, 20 years. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
So when are the is it the Fiber Arts they have done in August, September, or was it that Raven?
I think Fiber Arts was one time.
Red.
It was a one time deal.
Yeah. So was it that Red? Was it the Red Raven?
That's that coalition.
Yeah, the coalition.
No, they're no longer in existence.
See, they were.
Okay.
Welcome to my world, working with artists.
Okay. All right. So, well, if anybody has any ideas, it's.
Make sure they know what our hanging requirements are.
Yeah.
They're
and they probably can't be too heavy, too. There's probably a weight limit.
They could do a few. Like, they could pick some exceptional pieces to put in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot of hanging, but they don't. They do a lot.
But are they heavy pieces? Like, very. If they're wood, they're going to be heavy pieces.
They're not, because people have to hang them.
Okay.
So, they're not.
I just have a question.
Well, let's see if they're even interested before we worry about the logistics.
Okay.
But that would be. Really, the reason I'm saying that is the watercolor people are.
Oh yeah, the watercolor.
Artists. I mean the colored pencil people.
Oh
pencil,
okay,
sorry.
yeah, okay.
The colored pencil people.
Didn't we have?
And
we had
so they're kind of in transition, and they're in transition. They don't know what they want to do, but they have people come from Washington and Oregon. It's that big. It's giant. So they've booked a gallery. In downtown Portland, and they're going to have that show. It's a trial run of a show for, I think it's a 30-day period this year, and they're not displaying at Kaiser Art next year because some of their members felt it was too far to drive because they were coming all the way for Washington. But their concern, of course, is tremendous competition in Portland, and the accessibility is very, very difficult. There's no parking. It literally is downtown. And so, in the Pearl area. And so they don't know which is going to be the worst pain driving, and which makes me think the same thing is going to be true of this situation.
I remember last year, I think they only hung for 30 days.
Yeah, they like to do that.
How,
they don't like to hang for longer.
How long do things hang in the Kaiser Art Gallery?
30.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Our art gallery?
No,
the Kaiser.
Art. We do a revolt.
I was like, I'm confused because it's that way.
Because
AAA
you guys
is
do a show
there.
Every month,
we do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's, I don't know if that would be, redundant or whatever, but, you know, if we ever thought of having, like, the show extended, is it the same people, do you think, that are going to go to the Kaiser Art? Or are we getting a new audience here? Do you think, you know, maybe one of, like, the Kaiser Art show would want to, do you know what I'm saying? Maybe double up.
It is a different audience, I'm sure.
Oh, it's totally different.
But it would.
You know, though, Kim, that's not.
I was wondering if, like, any of the KAA
people.
Well,
you know what the problem is? Our requirements that we have to have information on everything. But here's what I'm wondering. We have that when we take those pieces in, and we have a value on every single one.
Yeah.
Because we have the same constraints. We've got to know what the art piece is worth. We've got a great show right now. It's the flower show. And they pick the poster for the next Irish festival.
Or what about
it's such a good poster.
And you guys, I mean, what about, you know, the best of? I mean, you guys have, you know, your awards every month.
You can take them all.
Yeah.
I mean, we can have, our maximum is about 60 pieces. And they're not big. They're mm-hmm. not big pieces. Like, the biggest we get is about 2x3.
Well, 60 would be a good for out here.
Would that fill?
60 would fill.
Maybe not all the way down, but.
I just hate to see us empty, you know, and I think.
Well,
you know what? I'll bring.
Scale.
It's what?
Scale.
I will bring that up at the next board meeting to see if we want to offer that up.
I would bet your bigger problem is to have them commit their piece.
For another
two.
But
so it'd be a total of 3 months.
But it's not one place.
No, well, to them it is.
It shouldn't be. Total different audience.
Well, from our experience, they like to have their pieces travel to different venues.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't want to commit to.
Yeah.
So,
And we're doing 60 days just because 30 days, the logistics of putting them up and hanging them and taking them down is just too...
It's just purely workload.
You know what would be fun too someday during the Iris Festival is to have like all of the different posters from all the different years. I think that would be kind of a...
You have everyone?
Everyone.
In here?
Crap, why don't we do that for May?
Well, the SCEF is usually...
SCEF
is April and May.
We could do that in... What are you doing in June?
Nothing.
Well, we don't have anything approved.
Why don't we do that in June? Oh, stop.
How many are there?
Well, because now you're talking about them, we'll have to remove them.
How are they affixed to the wall? I mean, are they...
Hung on the wall.
Huh?
They're hung on the wall, just all the way down the side.
Why don't we, why don't a bunch of us show up here for an hour and we just take them off and we go and we move them onto a different wall?
I don't think that is a bad idea. And I'll tell you what.
And do it
for
June?
That's a historical almost.
Yeah.
To show the evolution. Whose idea was that?
Mine.
Talk on it, Kim. You're full of it tonight.
I think she should be chair next year.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. I think we should do that every June. Let the public see what. Because they pick, those posters are, I don't know when they started being derived. I go back to Southwick. I remember that one where it's the florist walking in an iris field. That's been 96.
The reality is, if that happens, it should be for June.
Well, June, July.
Remember, we originally were supposed to hang.
Right.
We shortened it down to 2 months. Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
No. But could we do it for June and July? Could we, like a few of us show up here? I know Kim and I can do it.
I would be willing to do that. Mm-hmm.
And just be the, you know, the moving them for him.
Love that idea. I think those are going to be great, and I bet you we'll get it.
How many are there?
89,
I think. I was looking because I was asking Tracy, because at the last meeting.
30? So there's 30 of them?
Kaiser Fest. And he said it had been Kaiser Fest for 3 years, and I thought...
No, it used to be Kaiser.
It was originally Kaiser Fest.
And I mentioned it to Tracy, and she said, no, it was back in the very beginning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I looked at the posters, but the first poster we have was, I think, 1989, and it is still Iris Fest.
Was it?
Yeah. So there's none of them that say Kaiser Fest.
When my kids were young, it was Kaiser Fest.
Well, you know, for a while there... It was both. Like, it was the Iris Festival and Kaiser Fest. I mean, it's gone back and forth.
Yeah.
I think Kaiser Fest belongs to St. Ed's. I think they coined that. Mm-hmm. And it's when the Kaiser Iris Festival used to be all contained at St. Ed's. And we used to play Frogger running across River Road after drinking at St. Ed's.
Yeah. Go figure.
That was a good time.
So, okay. Well,
we love that idea. When can we move them?
You need
after.
Motion.
After June 1st.
I move that we display the Kaiser Iris Festival /Kaiser Fest posters in the gallery. For June and July.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Uh-huh. Aye.
Opposed? Nay? Okay. So could...
He is opposed, but...
Nay.
Nay. Nay, too.
I know Kim usually has Mondays off. Are you? Oh, you're not going to be back from San Diego, are you?
No, I won't be back till the 4th.
So
I'll be back sometime.
I'm just trying to think of what day would be best to do this. That first week of June, because I figure we should have people here, hands to help move stuff over. It'll be a lot quicker if we can take them off, walk them over, set them down, then he can hang them or whatever.
And we should do it in order so that people can watch the evolution.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is so freaking easy, I can't stand it. This is just... Okay, so when's this show coming down?
The end of the month, which...
Is it literally on...
Yes.
Well, June 1st is a Saturday, so they're probably taking it down May 31st. Yeah.
I bet they are.
So that...
How's June 1st?
No, I wonder if...
Well, it's a Saturday.
That'd be nice to know.
Are they framed, though? We'd have to get them framed if they're not.
Probably would.
I would imagine, but I don't know. Worth asking.
Totally would. Totally would.
Because you just have starting in 89.
Well, it's 83, I want to.
That's what it is. I may not remember that right, but it's something like that.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay, so.
So if we were to do this, that first week of June, if a few people could show up.
Are you able to do it on that Saturday?
Well, no, we can't do it Saturday because Dan doesn't work Saturday.
Oh, not Dan.
Nate doesn't work Saturday. We'd have to do it on a weekday.
Well, let me ask you this. Could we flex, could we ask Dan, oh, stop, and you don't even know what I'm going to say. You do not. Could you ask him if he would be willing to flex his schedule, take half a day Friday off, so that we can bring all of the volunteers in on Saturday morning? Could we just ask? Just ask him if he could flex his schedule, half a day Friday for half a day Saturday. If he says, go to hell, then we'll be here on Monday.
Okay. Well, Kim's not going to be here on the 1st.
Well, I'd be willing to help out Monday if it was after 3, if we could do it, like, at 3.
That really is good for me as well.
I can be here. She won't be back yet, but that's fine.
So there's three of us. Three what about us? You, Felicia?
Yeah, I may get back by then because I have to go to work the next day. But I don't know.
Yeah. Monday's actually better for me than Saturday.
Or even a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Monday or a Tuesday? Which works better for everybody?
Either one.
If they're after 3, it doesn't matter.
Tuesday would work better for Dan. Let's shoot for June 4th.
Well, if my wart goes away,
she has a dermatology appointment.
And I don't need a recheck, I could be here. Otherwise, I have to go have my.
What time is your appointment at?
Walter looked at.
What time is it?
Looks to me like 3:30.
And that's on Tuesday or Monday?
That's Tuesday. I mean, I can come at 4.
Okay, can we do 4?
Ben goes home at 4:30, but I will be.
Well,
can we fucking ask Dan if he can flex his schedule and maybe come in a little late that day? Okay. Okay.
Okay. So are we going to go for Tuesday, June 4th?
At 4 p.m.?
After 4, and tell me who.
Okay, but let's settle a time real quick, though.
After 4.
So 4 p.m.?
I think I can. This will be my first day back to work, so.
4 o'clock p.m.
If you can't make it, that'd be good.
I'll get here as soon as I can. How about that?
Yeah, I can be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm a block away, so I think I.
You can run over for 15 minutes, move a bunch of posters, and run back and groom another dog.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tuesday, June 4th at 4 p.m., whoever can make it, we're going to meet here to move posters.
I'll try to make it. Just depends on
so
what happens.
So I'll try to remember to send you all a reminder.
She has all her lungs.
Thank you, Debbie.
I love it when you do that, Debbie. It's my favorite thing. Sane.
I'm going to put it in my. Okay, perfect. All right. And then we talked. Hopefully we'll have colored pencils in October, December, hopefully quilts. And then in February, March of 2020, we have Joe Nickel. And he's a photographer, correct?
No, he's multi.
Multimedia.
Ooh, I love his work.
Yeah, he did
like
it this
Pollock guy. If it's the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he's displayed twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real abstract.
Yeah. Okay.
Expand your horizons, Deb.
I know.
Okay, so cultural history poll project. Last month we approved. Oregon 3D Chainsaw Artists proposal. I can't remember
and
what.
Lori got to come to council meeting and have a little repartee.
And so what happened there?
I rep and I partayed.
Okay.
It went fine. They approved it.
They approved it.
I had called down the council to say, you don't get to make any changes. Artists are very particular.
Yeah.
There's their design. That's what we're going with. But I did get to tell them about the bell. So I'll tell you guys about the bell. So who knew? So I went on the search because y'all sent me on the search to find the dang bell. So I go over to the Kaiser Heritage Center and they said, well, of course it works. What are you talking about? Well, has anyone ever heard a dang bell?
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to ring it every time there's a wedding. Has anyone ever heard the bell? Where is the bell? Well, there's this rope right up here in the theater where they store the chairs.
Uh-huh.
Pull this rope. And I did, and by God, it rang.
Where is it?
I don't know if it is a reproduction or if it was a restored bell. I don't know that. But you can't see it from the bell tower, but it's back in there.
And that was Lyndon that showed you that?
Yeah.
So are we going
to
want
to... So there's more to the story.
Here's more to the story. No, no.
Oh, okay.
So what's the more to the story?
So I had asked Lyndon about this very same thing that I asked you about.
Before you asked me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he said...
I have no idea.
Then he found out.
He found out.
Nobody knows the bell is there.
Totally. And you can't see it because after that happened, I immediately ran downstairs and thought, well, where is that dang bell? I went across the street so that I could see. You cannot see it. Huh. So it is in the bell tower, but it is in the back of the bell tower. And the back of the bell tower you can't see through. So you cannot see the bell.
So
the bell cannot be seen.
Well, that's a shame.
So the bell's not coming down to go on top of the poles.
Well, and the bell never rings. I'm not giving up on this bell.
Really? Okay.
Oh, okay. So maybe we take it out of there.
Well, the bell never rings.
I mean, only two people know it exists there.
I crawled. It was all, like, the rope was all tied down. I said, I want to see the rope. He says, well, you can't see it. I said, well, I so I crawled through.
I wish I would have been there.
I crawled through all this furniture and got to it and grabbed it before it went behind the tables. And then I pulled it and I said, I didn't hear it. Did you hear it? Yeah. I said, you did? I didn't hear it. So then I pulled it again. And then.
It's time for school.
I mean, it's not very loud. It's not very loud.
And so, it's not seen. It's not known.
I know.
It would be,
so we should bring it out and have it there on
I'm
display.
I'm telling you.
So you know what we'd have to do? We, KPAC, would have to make a request to the Kaiser Heritage Foundation and, you know, it's got to be some lovely little eloquent letter that says, we think this is...
It's history.
Do you know if it's a reproduction or do you know if it's a restoration?
I think it's original.
You do. So I think that makes the case better if it's the original, because then we can bring it out and say we want to top it.
Well, and I think we would simply say on loan. So if there was ever a need or if something happened that
they never ring it.
Never.
They didn't even know it was there.
I don't think anybody did. Well, if you say Lyndon did, he acted like he knew all about it.
Yeah,
because he just found out.
He found out because I said I need you to find out. So he did.
My concern is: are we going to have tweakers climbing up the pole to grab it and try to take it down to go sell it for scrap metal?
I don't know what it's made out of, y'all.
If it's metal, it's
brass.
It's sellable at Cherry City Metalworks.
Well, here's what I think we should do. They're going to do the pole this summer. Let's move forward with that, and then let's wait and see, and then
least we need to get a picture of it for them, because they, I mean...
And measurements.
Well,
you climb up there.
Oh, you can.
I'll climb.
Like, how are you going to get to
it? I think we can get up there, and I think it's that one attic room where they've got other...
Yeah, I'll get up there and take measurements and pictures. And.
Yeah.
Okay, when do you want to do that? Let's go do some recon.
Hey. Oh. You and I.
I want this on video.
Not only are we dating, we're climbing the bell tower together.
I want this on video.
The pursuit of the bell.
Yeah, and let's keep it.
Am I going to boost you or are you going to boost me?
Someone will be boosted. let's keep it kind of QT because I don't want Lyndon to get all defensive and think he has to save the bell. Let's find out if we're even interested in the bell.
Well, how are you going
to
get access?
Well, I happen to be the president of the Kaiser Art Association with keys to the facility.
Okay, fine.
So there's that. And I have the skeleton key that opens all the doors. So there's that.
What bell?
What bell? I don't know what you're talking about.
Like you ever ring it. I had to climb. I mean, no one could have rang that bell. I had to climb behind furniture to get the damn rope. So.
Okay. So we now contacted the artist and say, hey, we want to hire
you. They've signed the contract.
They have? Perfect.
They have signed the contract. They have been issued a check for one-third of the price.
Okay.
And I went out and visited with them today, and they are planning, they have several projects in process, but they are planning to start this project in mid-July.
Mid-July. Perfect.
There you have it.
And I asked him, I said, you know, there's lots of hands that would be willing for, if anything, like assembling scaffolding yeah. or whatever. And he said, you know what? It's pretty straightforward, and it's honestly easier for us just to do it.
They don't want anybody in their way.
Are they going to leave the scaffolding here? Are they going to tear down every night or what?
No, they'll leave it.
Okay, great.
Are they going to put up some kind of a fencing?
Yes, they'll secure it.
So is that something that they supply, or do we need to rent one of those?
No, they supply it.
They supply the fencing that goes around it? Okay. So we need to, it seems like we need to have some kind of ceremony before he takes his first cut in the tree. You know, like you have the golden shovel and or you have the big scissors that cut the ribbon. We need to do something. Like we can all have a little axe.
Go out there with a chisel.
I mean, it seems like we should do something.
I don't hate that idea. I think that'd be fun.
Like a ribbon cutting ceremony?
Or that dang tree.
Yeah, there you go.
So it seems, so once we get a firm day.
Yeah.
And time, it seems like we should have something, maybe even if
you know
get Kaiser Times out there or something.
They'll like that too, because they've got a pretty active Facebook page. It's 3D Art. What's it called? Oregon 3D Art. And they have a good, they're real active with their Facebook page, and they're swamped. So they'd like to put that on there.
Okay.
And I think the paper would like that too.
So this is going to start before our next, or potentially right around our next meeting, which is July 16th, and he said mid-July. So when is he going to contact you when he knows for sure when he's going to start? And then will you just pass that on to us so we know? Because I think we should at least be out there with, let Kaiser Times know. And
yeah, I'll call him.
So you might want to think about what kind of thing you'd want. I'm not sure a hatchet would be a good idea.
How about a chisel?
Chisel? Well, we should
those
just...
little rubber tomahawks that your kids play with.
That might not be good.
No, probably not tomahawks.
I think that's...
We don't have to do, like, you know, the first shovel dig or whatever, but just be there to record the first cut he makes, you know, and be there to watch it start. And then I would be happy to swing by every day and take a progression pick, unless he does that already.
I don't think he does.
We should.
Yeah.
I mean, because we know that it's going to take, what, about 2 weeks, he said?
I wonder, you know, it used to be that we had a time-lapse camera.
That was another thing.
Dolly.
Remember, we talked about that.
David Dolly does that. Mm-hmm. He's the one
the big toy.
When we were building this building.
Oh. Yeah, but Beth had to go turn it on.
David did the big toy, and I had to climb the scaffolding every morning and go and turn it on.
Okay.
And then.
But you know what? We wouldn't have to do that because Nate's coming to work every day.
What about your husband? He's got a time lapse. He does
the
time.
Remember we were talking about those little Wise cameras that you can just mount somewhere and then
mount it on the other tree or something.
Electric.
I'll ask IT whatever happened to that camera because it was programmed from the building. I'm not going to climb the dang the building.
Okay, let's see. Let's follow up on that and let's do that. We'll want that because this is going to be a long time ago.
Okay.
I haven't even started getting funding or anything for the second one. I'm not going to until
across the street.
I'm a little too far away.
Just a weird question. Do we have a Twitter or like social media outside of a Facebook? No.
We have Instagram now. It just started.
Okay. The city does. We as KPAC do not.
What are we called?
Instagram.
It's just you just click on the website, you click on the Instagram logo.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I just like.
But how would somebody?
The city of Kaiser has a Facebook, but we don't. Didn't I ask about this sometime, like years ago? Asked about us having the KPAC having our own Facebook or something, but then there was like, well, we're actually part of the city. We have to stay because you can't just have random people posting stuff representing the city.
Are you sure you had Instagram?
You know what I mean?
You've got Twitter.
Yeah, oh. Instagram. City of Kaiser.
City of Kaiser.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I follow City of Kaiser's Twitter.
Yeah.
37 followers.
Yeah, the Twitter is
not much.
130. Yeah. I don't think anybody posts anything on Twitter.
It's because there's nothing ever there.
And it should have a logo down at the bottom of the page where the Facebook and Twitter logos are.
Okay. City of Kaiser right there.
Because I think that would be kind of fun to promote that on those. That way other people can share them easier, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I guess people under 30 use Instagram, not Facebook.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I would like, I would be happy to come by at the end of the day and take a daily progression photo, and if we can, you know, post, at least post that on my personal page, and then you guys share it or something.
Or you can send them to me. I can post tomorrow. I can't. No, Facebook doesn't like me, but we could. We could. There's people we can get to.
I can share them. Them.
If you,
oh, we can give it to Elizabeth.
Posting those lewd pictures.
Oh, come on.
I knew it.
Okay. Cool. I'm excited. This is happening, Lori.
Tell me.
Do we have anything else on
then
that?
We got to get working on cows.
So we're going to find out the start date.
I think we should get Lori out there with a chisel.
Oh, as soon as I have one done.
The attorney.
I think I'm just
going
to do it from businesses. I think I'm going to offer 10 businesses the chance to, because I can't tell you how quickly that went. Businesses want
the promotion.
They want the promotion. They want that positive attention. These will be positive. And just like with the big toy, I mean, I had people calling me and saying, well, just a minute, let me find which one you want.
Here, how much money you want?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So.
Okay. So we'll find out the start date. Then we will try to organize some kind of a time-lapse video, if possible, with IT. I can take a daily progression photo and...
I have no idea what it was when we were building this building, and
that's 10 years old.
It's
well,
a decade old.
Even those Wyze cameras, they're like $25.
They're $26.52.
And then a memory card that goes in it, which they probably already have around here anyways. But
those are so great, you can't believe. That's what we have. Wyze cameras. So Chris Eric, I don't know if he's on any city committees. I said, we need to get some security for volunteers.
We have four of them around our house.
Over at the Kaiser Art Association, because we had those fake cameras, and I didn't like that. They're, you know, it's a bunch of old ladies, and so I wanted to make sure that we had real stuff. So Chris Eric says, Wyze, W-Y-Z-E, started by a group of young, bright kids. It was a GoFundMe business.
Oh, wow.
And it has taken off and is insane. So I said, well, I'm gonna buy some and try them. So I put them in my cabin, and I put them in our house here, and they're accessible on your phone. It's all accessible.
I'm trying to pull mine up, but right. I don't think here I have the it. Password for mine.
Hang on, it'll load.
Brad
show
has
you.
It.
So is it kind of like the ring?
Yeah, or like a nest.
It can be, yeah. Or a nest, yeah.
Yeah. You can set it so it'll notify you if there's activity and motion on it.
I love
so,
my
So, like,
Ring
Brad
doorbell.
Always knows when we're
oh
getting
gosh.
A door a delivery or something. Or he'll text me, oh, you came home early today. And I'm like, creeper.
Okay, so here's how. So you log in. Those are the four cameras we have at Kaiser Art Association. Mm-hmm. And so it gives you a still of that. And then when you go onto it.
Then we would have to.
Then you can see.
Do live view.
Then you can get live view.
Then we'd have to give it.
And
to
what's really groovy about it is, you can hit the microphone and say, "Hey, you idiots,
yeah.
what are you doing?"
It's
and
just
you
like
can
my
hear
Ring
them.
Doorbell. I love that thing.
Yeah, but they're
and
$25.
And it tapes. We've got backup in there, so it tapes for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but it only tapes for 2 weeks.
And then we would need to give the cards to somebody to do some editing, just to get the time when he's actually working on it and the progression.
I think this is a Dolly thing. I think we call Dolly. And say, here's a good human interest. He loves those human interest
Who's
stories.
Who's Dolly?
David Dolly. He does.
Oh.
What's the name of his company? Yeah,
David Dolly.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said Dolly is in the woman, D-O-L-L-Y. And I'm like, who's Dolly?
D-A-H-L.
Yeah, no. We need to let David know about it.
Let's let him know about it and see if he'll just set the camera up and do the deal.
Well,
and
he's not going to
check out and see if we still have the 10-year-old camera.
He was using his DSLR or whatever, and that's not something that you're going to want sitting outside because we had 24/7 security at the big toy with CERT there, so it was okay to leave the camera there. But he's not going to want his setup as a Wyze camera is
the way to go.
But we need him to come and do some interviews, and we need him to take some video of it happening, and he can interview the sculptor maybe. And he'll put it on his page and share it and whatnot. So I can contact David.
Okay.
I'll let him know about it.
Alrighty then, girlfriend. So, okay.
Okay, anything else on the story poll? Anyone? Okay. Perfect.
I also,
can you find out who the artist is that put... he's got deer made out of, it looks like scrap metal, but it may not be, but anyway. The artist who made the deer in the roundabout, that's by the Ponderosa Inn in Sisters, Oregon. How would I go about buying
it? Do the Chamber of Commerce in Sisters?
Or call Sisters.
Or call Sisters, yeah, City of City Hall.
Call the city.
Okay. Because I like that stuff.
The new one?
Looks like cows to me. okay. I'm going to check that out.
Cool. Yeah, that new roundabout, I hadn't driven through Sisters in a while, and I was like, whoa!
I know. It was painful, but it's good now.
Yeah.
Is it big?
Big.
Yeah. Big. It's like a two...
They put rocks all around it, and then they've got deer jumping through the rock. Aww. It's cool. It's That's really neat. Cool. Mm. It looks
in
beautiful.
The center, they put rocks?
Yeah. They're like columns, like basalt columns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do that a lot in roundabouts. In Spokane, they have some that are like that, too.
Trust me.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah. Dave McCain.
Well, they have tons of them in Bend, too.
Well, they're people aren't going to run into them.
He has allies.
Huh?
He has allies.
Allies.
Others. Well, I don't want anything in the roundabout. Mm-hmm. Show me a roundabout that doesn't have something in it.
You know the one I love? The one I love is on the way to, I think it's your campus.
Yeah.
It's the one that has fish that are...
Oh, yeah, and you drive past them and
the
they're
fish
like...
are on poles.
Oh, they're kinetic?
Oh, wow.
Yes. So there might be... How many
are they wind?
Say,
are they wind activated?
Yes. Five?
No, more.
Oh.
There's got to be... I would bet you there's 12 to...
No, they're the smaller ones, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah.
And they're on poles, and they're all different, and they're metal. And so then they're... So it looks like a school of fish.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. That would be good too, but I think that where that is, that needs to be rocks and cows. Huh? But are we getting another roundabout? Oh, well, that's sad. Okay. I like those fish. Well, okay, so now I'm going into where else can we go with?
We need another roundabout. No.
No.
Let's focus on the poles.
So Christine Deeker, 100 years ago says, when we do the landscaping on River Road, think of it as movement. Anything
and that's
that
why
moves,
the sidewalks go like this.
It is why the sidewalks meander. But a lot of them are grasses so that it moves. Think how great that would look in some of those parkways if we had some of those fish all along River Road.
Mm-hmm. We just have to find a way...
For tweakers not to steal
exactly,
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know what? Well, maybe they do in Bend. But, I mean, those are projects. Those are future projects, but... Aren't those fun to think about?
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't they look terrific? All right, fine. I'm done.
Okay, let's go to our Student Emerging Artist Display Approval of Artwork. Okay. This is what we have to approve.
Who is this artist and how old are they?
I don't know.
Give me the story, man.
Nate, what's the story?
So this person actually came to... an event here at City Hall, and I'm trying to remember where, I think it was the State of the City address. She is disabled. She does, able, disabled, you know.
She's what?
Able.
Okay.
She's differently abled.
Okay, fine.
What's the term?
Able-bodied.
No.
I don't know.
You know, I don't hate them. They're very primitive.
I like them. I like them. They're very colorful.
But there's no reason why not to display these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's a City of Kaiser resident, basically.
She is a Kaiser resident. She takes the bus wherever she goes.
Okay.
She doesn't. I have to take those pictures on my phone because she doesn't have a phone or doesn't have transportation. But she likes her artwork.
Do we have a way for her to get them here to get displayed?
And how big are they? Okay. Workable.
Have we talked to her before? Okay.
So are they
they're canvas.
They're on canvas.
And they look like they're acrylic.
They look
Yeah, they're acrylic. There's metal,
There's metal?
There's a
metallic
paint.
Metallic paints. Thank you.
Yeah.
I bet they'll look I bet they're even more beautiful in person than they are.
What's her name? Or who? Who, boy?
We don't know.
Girl, woman.
I thought it was Debbie.
Know the name of the person who wants to hang their art?
I didn't memorize it. I saved it. It's in the file.
How could you not remember the name Debbie?
Well, I
mean, well, I would move that we accept Debbie.
No,
art.
Let's not put the name. Let's
for
do the
inclusion.
Emerging artist.
But yes. You know what I'd like to do on that? On the emerging artist or on the student, I would like a one paragraph bio.
Yeah. I did. That's what I
and
did
I
with,
would
McKen-
not hate,
with McKenzie's.
And I would not hate a picture of the artist.
Okay.
I'd be willing to do that. Like if when we hang that, if someone would snap a picture, I'd be willing to email and communicate with the art. I'd like to give them that type of promotion to say, you know, just let, you know, just I'm really just a paragraph that says,
yeah.
Here's my story.
Yeah, that's what McKenzie did when she displayed
did
hers.
You see me?
I didn't, but I think that's a great idea since we have to send them anyways, printing that out. And
yeah, hers was just like, oh, a student at McNary, da-da-da, this, that. And
We're probably
okay, so and so these would be going up in June, correct?
Hold up, wait, I don't have a second yet.
Okay, so
I moved.
I
need a second.
I will second.
Okay.
Okay, so all those in favor displaying this artist's artwork for emerging artist... for June, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, we're done.
I really quite like it.
Okay,
yeah.
Now what were you going to say?
Well, we may have to facilitate the printing of labels and such.
Okay.
Give some assistance.
We'd be happy to help with that, too. I mean...
Is that something you guys can do, or do you need me to do it?
I really like that. I like working out to an underserved population.
I think that we... Yeah.
I think great.
Perfect.
Let's do it. All right, groovy.
Okay. Other business. I'm assuming you got the list of the missing plaques to Nate because I noticed the guy over by Inland Shores has a new plaque. He also had some moccasins.
For a while.
Did you see that? Somebody took a pair of real moccasins and laid them at the base of the guy. Kip took a picture and sent it to me.
I went on a little trip taking pictures of those.
Did you get it with the moccasins?
No.
Where's your picture of the moccasins?
No, it's somewhere in my phone.
I thought it was. Are they not? They're not there anymore.
But all the signs. So who's missing?
No, they're done.
They're done. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you weren't here last time
already.
They're done.
Okay, because
there were four missing.
Okay, but I remember that conversation, and then when I went around taking pictures of all of our art,
they were all there because Nate already took care of
it.
Oh yeah. Look at
what are you guys talking about?
Somebody put moccasins at the base of his statue.
Wait, so isn't that the one that the artist wants to replace at some point?
No, that's Iron Glory.
Okay.
Oh, Iron Glory is the one in front
it?
Of Copper Creek.
Why?
Oh, okay, okay.
He wants to put something with color.
And what does he propose? I'm all in.
I've told him to tell me as soon as he knows.
Oh, that's because he's kind of a pill, you know.
I think it would have helped if it got lit up, but it never got lit up.
Let me ask you.
The pill.
Well, how would he...
The Iron Glory.
So does he just want Iron Glory back, or would he like to put a supplemental piece up?
I think he wants Iron Glory back.
Yeah, because it's cool.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It's the flag.
It's
the one
American
in front of
flag.
Copper Creek Mercantile. And originally, the owner of Copper Creek
You'll
was
learn.
Talking about setting up electric to light it, and it would have looked really nice during the night, but that didn't ever happen.
I don't know. It's a weird
I keep talking
because...
to Dennis all the time. You said you were going to do it. Well, yeah, but I got to get electricity out there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, get a solar thing.
That's true.
Home
solar
Depot.
Of course, that'll get stolen, too.
That'll get stolen.
Just like the plaque got stolen off of them.
So, interesting story about the plaque.
Okay.
We also found out that Summer Breeze was mislabeled as Twilight Reverence.
Oh.
That's the Indian.
Is that?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Indian is Twilight Reverence.
So
that's been fixed?
Yes, that has
well,
been
what,
fixed.
Nate.
Twilight Reverence is
what do you mean it's been mislabeled? Where? Yeah.
Twilight
so Summer Breeze.
Somebody took Twilight Reverence sign and set it over the sign for Summer Breeze. The Summer Breeze sign was not missing. So when I removed the Twilight Reverence, there was Summer Breeze. Now, the other thing
Summer
you
Breeze.
Need to know.
The little girl.
Okay, so I looked.
Rose.
Oh, okay.
In front, yeah. So we have changed the signs. We are not doing the metallic. We're not doing the engraved metallic.
We're doing this
We're
stuff.
Doing plastic No, not that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
it's just a laminate with
white
letters
enough.
On black.
Perfect.
On a black background.
Perfect.
Oh, nice. It doesn't look like metal.
I did notice that they look different.
And they're only $20.
So, nice.
And this came out of
last budget, correct? Did Dakota hook you up with the deal there at the sign place?
Yeah, but they didn't get back to us in time.
Okay.
And
well, $20.
I went to another place. I went to Pronto and the other place that Dakota told us about. I went to them first, but I didn't hear back from them, and I heard back from Pronto right away, and they were only $20. The other people quoted me a little less. They said $15 to $20, but we can use them in the future or whatever. But Pronto was very nice, both still in Kaiser.
Perfect.
And I wanted them up for Iris Festival. I wanted them fixed for Iris
Perfect.
Festival.
Perfect. So. Yes. Good job, Nate. So, Lori, the reason why we jumped on this last month is I had noticed that some were gone.
There's Iron Glory.
Yeah. I had noticed that some were gone, so as I drove up and down River Road, I was like, oh, that one's gone too. So Kim went around on a field trip and confirmed everything. We wanted to use our money from our budget before it expired.
Good
so
girl.
So that came out of this
Super
last.
Super smart.
So, but only $20 a piece. That's nice. So.
Yeah. See how hard that's going to be. Even lit. It's because it's so.
It's dark.
A hard piece. Mm-hmm. So what's the new piece going to look like?
He hasn't said.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear this.
And just so you know, Lori.
I know y'all.
Is there a time frame for this being taken out, or?
Oh yeah.
Did you see that? Okay.
He just asked me, and I said, "Well, you
digital.
Know the drill.
It's
got to go to Kaiser, Kaiser of Commission, the Art Commission."
Okay, can we send you a link?
And
for the new
they'll
one.
Be excited. Yeah, for the new one, but they'll be excited for whatever you want.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I mean, all right. Well, we'll worry about it when we hear more. When he comes and
changing
says
things
I mean,
up, you know.
I know, right?
You know?
Well,
I feel so bad because all of my friends call Blind
so
Date the Grimly
Man.
So
on the other pieces of artwork that have not lost their signs yet, we'll just replace them as they get stolen, basically.
Or as they change.
With the new design.
How long
they
do we have all these pieces? I mean, are they all just
well,
varying
we have to
time?
Remove.
Time.
I mean, artists like to have their work seen.
We have to reapprove
and we
them.
And we pay them $200 a year for the use of that. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really cheap way of benefiting the artist because it gets a lot of views on River Road and improving the city. It's
and
a winner.
Most of them, not all, but most of them are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there's a provision. If they sell them, they're gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that could happen at any time, but we've just been really lucky. And that's something we haven't, we did that a little bit and then life got in the way, but we can always add new spots and we can always solicit new artists.
Mm-hmm.
But my interest lies in getting art in the
roundabout
that is Rosalie's Cows.
Let's work on the polls first.
After the polls.
Okay, I know.
After the polls. And then I'd like us to at least explore the fish. I think we'd like those fish.
I think we could, or maybe we just do snakes in the grass along Chamawa.
There's another, I don't know.
Sorry.
I'm going to be up in Bend next week. I'm going to go take pictures of them. I'm going to get out and go
take a
do
movie.
Some serious recon.
Right
figure out how they get those over there and they don't get stolen.
I mean, there's some.
This one?
Yeah.
There's some amazing kinetic art out there.
See how many?
Yeah.
Fish in the wind roundabout. You guys, look at these.
They're
really
so
cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of a way to identify the roundabouts, too.
The
fish in the wind
right?
roundabout.
You see, I live by the, go through the fish roundabout, and then when you get to the bear roundabout, take the third turnout, and then when you...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is so nice.
That's nice, yeah. They're on a pole, so...
Well, I know we mentioned something about cows in the roundabout a couple years ago. Somebody said something on Facebook. And, of course, it's like, no, don't ever say anything on Facebook, because then everybody chimed in, and it was, you know, everybody was, you know, anti doing anything in the roundabout, because it's like a distraction.
I'm
thinking, have you
driven down I-5
and seen the art in Eugene?
I'm
going to
just find out about it and see what we're talking about.
Left and right.
I'll go to council.
Cool.
Get some money for some deer.
Any other business?
And by deer, I mean cows. No.
Okay. Staff liaison report. Did you have anything in addition?
Just the signs.
Okay. Perfect. And student liaison report. Sydney?
Are you going to solicit someone to take your place?
That's Annie really who's been coming to the meetings.
Yes.
Remember?
Well, how come she's not?
She's a junior.
You're younger?
She is. Yeah, she's a junior. So.
Yeah, we already got. She's.
All right, good.
Yeah.
And Debbie's contacted her to get her volunteer application
she's got
in.
Chemistry homework tonight, which is why she's not here. But yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, that'll be fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
So perfect. When's school out?
June 3rd. No. Sixth.
Seniors, it's the
sixth.
Yeah.
And then when do you start school?
I start September 25th, but I'll be there starting beginning of September.
Oh, fab. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll give you all my contact information over there because we're in Sun River.
Yeah.
So that you'd have somebody local.
Yeah,
if you needed anything.
Oh, thank you.
Cool. All right. Anything else? All right. Adjourned.
Okay.
Right. Yay.
Are we going to tacos?
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I did find an article on the news.
I haven't had to talk for a while.
They wanted me to send that to you.
Good. Does it say the artist's name?
Thank you, Nate and Debbie.
Home of the sculpture. Yes.
Do you want?
I believe it does. Okay. Yes.
We're gonna miss you.
On the building down there. At the bowling alley. It's being sold and turned into a car lot.
What the bowling alley is?
We don't know what. Mural is under.
So you got your hair.
Okay, even if a car lot goes in. That'd be good. I was like, I hope that thing's underneath.
Well,
word on the street, there are two car dealers.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you very much.
So the bowling alley's going, huh?
Oh, don't worry.
I think
the sidewalk
is
done like the bowling alley. I mean, it has the bowling balls.
Oh, really?
From the sky. The sidewalk is shaped like a bowling pin.
Oh, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
pretty neat.
I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Elizabeth, want to have a taco? Are you going to have taco then?
Do we want to just recycle these?
I'm supposed to be my husband.
Yeah. Lori, thank you for your application.
You're
I'll
welcome,
send you a letter.
All I needed was your little reminder.
Yes, good. I will take
you
off the list.
You're so 20 inches.
Can you send me this one so I can print it out on a smaller piece of paper?
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, good.